Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Parliament resumes on Tuesday, returning from a three-week adjournment to start another 2 weeks in the debating chamber with question time at 2. Then the government will move to make progress on its legislation, finishing the annual debate on the performance of government departments in the previous financial year, while the two-hour debate on this year's budget policy statement will be held on Wednesday. Committees will be back starting on Monday with the Primary Production Committee, hearing submissions on the Dairy Industry Restructuring Amendment, a controversial bill affecting not just the price of milk in shops, but also the ownership structure of Fonterra. Meanwhile, as Rhys Lyon reports, the Finance and Expenditure Committee made a start this week on hearing the public's view on another controversial measure, leading to the partial privatisation of power companies.
More than 40 oral submissions on the mixed ownership model bill were presented to the Finance and Expenditure Committee on Tuesday, all of which opposed the legislation in its current form. One of those submissions came from the country's chief public watchdog, Ombudsman Beverly Wakeham. She was concerned that partially privatised energy companies would not be subject to laws providing accountability of state-owned enterprises.
It's simply about the state ensuring fair, just and transparent delivery of services for the amount of public money invested in the enterprise. For over 20 years, possibly 24 or 5 years, the SOEs have operated under these acts, and if there was a significant problem, it would have surfaced long before this.
Ms. Wakeham said keeping the power companies transparent would not inhibit their commercial viability.
There is no evidence that coverage by these acts inhibits commercial activities or adds a significant cost factor.
The Chief Ombudsman said it was rare for her office to make a submission on a bill, but explained why she felt the need to appear before the committee.
We gave advice. It has been ignored, which is one of the reasons I'm here today. Give a bit more oxygen to it, I suppose, in the public interest, because that's my job, on behalf of both the people and the governance arrangements. There has to be a balance. And I don't want to speculate except to say that Treasury's advice was contrary and was based on assertions that I don't believe are well-founded.
Chief Ombudsman Beverly Wakeham. Another submission came from People Power Ohara representative John Maynard. His submission focused on the effect of the bill in relation to the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, a trade deal that could see the government sued by private companies.
Perhaps one of the questions we'd have for the people who voted for this bill is that are they able to guarantee to us as voters that the New Zealand government will not be able to be sued by foreign investors in the power companies under the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement.
But Mr. Maynard was quickly reprimanded by National MP Maggie Barry, who said submitters were there to answer questions, not ask them. Regardless, Mr. Maynard sought to reiterate his point.
All of the commentators who have talked about the TPPA talk about how it's far more reaching and goes far beyond the borders than any free trade agreement that we're involved in. And that's why we say do not proceed with this bill until we know what's in the TPPA and we know what's going to happen to us. Our own Member of Parliament won't agree with the Sky City because he doesn't know enough about it. Well, it's the same about this.
People Power Ohara representative John Maynard, whose local MP, Peter Dunn, could end up with the deciding vote on the legislation when it reaches its final reading. Another submission came from Ngāti Porou Chairman Dr. Aparana Mahuka.
When the mixed model was proposed, Ngāti Porou opposed, we still oppose, but I'm here after 30 years to protect the interests of Ngāti Porou.
Dr. Mahuka said if shares in the power companies were to be sold, it was in his iwi's best interest to have first purchase rights, a point on which New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters sought clarification.
Can I just see if I've got this right? Primarily, one day before Anzac Day, you're opposed to this bill, right? But if they're going to go ahead with this economic treachery, you want to share the action.
We're just being pragmatic about all of this. Because if it does go ahead, we need to protect ourselves against that which has been implemented by law, rather than to leave Ngāti Porou on the sideline. We want to be there as well to make sure that our interests are protected all the way through.
Ngāti Porou Chairman Dr. Aparana Mahuka making a submission on the Mixed Ownership Model Bill to the Finance and Expenditure Committee on Tuesday.
That report from Rees Lyon and that committee will resume hearings of public submissions on the Mixed Ownership Model Bill on Wednesday morning. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.